question is, how can we bring Baba into our process of decision making? And what role would intuition play in it? Erich answers, if you have given yourself to Baba, all the decisions that you make will be his decisions. Once you are his, whatever decision you make, know that it is what he wants. For once you have determined to be his and act accordingly, you can be rest assured that your decision will reflect his wish. However, your determination to give yourself to him cannot be just lip service. You should feel that you are his and act suitably. Furthermore, you must remain totally resigned to the results of any decision taken as indicated above. Otherwise, it will be tantamount to you alone having made the decision. What becomes of free will and determination? And doesn't the sense of all is by his will induce a certain degree of inactivity? On the contrary, there will be intense activity. Although a third party may have a different view, you will have at the back of your mind the thought that you are his and that he is the one who is making a decision that is good for you. When you have so firmly given yourself to him and are sure of being his, you will view all that happens as taking place according to his will and pleasure. But why should we work for good or bad results that are already predetermined? It is predestined that you should work. It is also predestined that what you view as, quote, you're doing the work, will change to his doing the work. This takes time and happens in stages. The stage comes when you experience that I am not state. And then, you are totally his. Erich says, really speaking, there is no free will. What you call free will is no more than an assertion from someone that he is a part of the whole. Evidence for which is that he has accepted the fact that his name is so-and-so. This exercising of his so-called free will is bound to disappear when his assertion ceases and his mistaken free will merges into the divine will.
Damn.